All right, greetings, my friends. It's Donnie Mangos.
And Bossa Mangos.
That's my sister, everybody.
His sister, everybody.
And we are doing an episode for the What's Up With Real Estate in Toronto podcast, except we are not in Toronto. We are literally in an airport, so pardon the noise in the background. We are in the city of Moncton. Boss, where's Moncton?
It's in New Brunswick.
All right. So we're in the Maritimes. This is our first time coming out here.
Yep.
Part of it was because we were curious. Part of it was because, I'm on an investment property hunt for myself and for clients, and can't help it. Always thinking about building wealth, right? So Vasa and I had it in our agenda at some point this year to go to Moncton. We have a friend out here, and we wanted to see about what investment properties are like in Toronto, in Moncton. Truth is, the cash flow is pretty stellar as compared to Toronto. For all those of you listening from Toronto, it's very much better, except the appreciation part of the investment, pretty shitty. So like, people do not make a lot of money on properties appreciating in value. They just kind of don't move in Moncton. So that's what we've been noticing, and that's what I wanted to come see in person. Just learn about the city, learn about properties, learn about the types, and just network a bit. So we parlayed that into a bigger trip. Went to Halifax.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, like we just wanted to go to Halifax because why not, right? Only I'm clearly a terrible geography student. I didn't realize PEI was like so close to Moncton. I probably would have booked it for that. In any case, Halifax was lovely. It was freaking freezing.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be summer, so that sucked.
Rainy, rainy, rainy.
Yeah, rainy and cloudy and cold. Oof. Anyway, so, Bas, what was your impression of first Halifax and then Moncton?
Halifax was a beautiful city. The food was amazing, obviously. I pushed you to a lot of restaurants, lunch and dinner. I thought the landscaping was excellent. Everything was old and homey and just pretty amazing, actually. Same thing about Moncton. It's a small little place. It wasn't very crazy busy today with the people. But, again, food was amazing. The weather was way better.
It changes things for sure.
Yeah.
So
I liked it.
I'm going to add on to this.
Mm-hmm.
First impressions of Halifax, like, oh, this place is pretty rad. It's pretty cool. Man, is this slopey. Walking around, you get your quads in there. Your ass gets in the gear quickly.
Mm-hmm.
The hotel was great. We stayed in the Lord Nelson. Shout out to the Lord Nelson, who is going to be sending us our forgotten items.
We weren't supposed to tell anybody that.
This is unplugged, this is uncensored. Yeah,
we forgot a couple items in the closet.
Whatever happens.
Yeah.
So that's making its way back to Toronto. But Halifax was, we spent pretty much one full day there. And then we coupled it with an evening and a morning before and after.
Yeah.
I think it was pretty cool. Like, I think it could be amazing with all the patios they had set up, socially, to go out there and just get your drink on. It's an old, old city, so it's pretty cool to see all the, just a lot of stonework, a lot of old history. So that's pretty neat. We also got a tour from our buddy Todd Johns down there. He is a realtor with Press Realty, and he brought us around looking at potential options if we were considering buying in Halifax. Which, by the way, I'm not against, having seen a bunch of stuff there. So that, and then we parlayed that into trip into Moncton, where we met up with Daniel, our buddy, his fiance, Caroline. So in Moncton, we got there. It was yesterday was Friday.
Yes.
Yeah. All so day. We got there on a Friday, and we had hired a car, and we made the drive from Halifax to Moncton on our own. And we went out, as soon as we pulled into Moncton, like, man, there's people here. Like, it's an actual city.
Yep.
There are people, and the patios were all full. It was sunny. It was warm. Like, our spirits were up. It was pretty pretty happy time. So we saw that, and I got really encouraged by Moncton. So we went for a big tour all around. Went to Dieppe, went to Riverview,
Well, you did. I stayed in the. I did a walk by myself.
Sure. Did you walk about?
Yes. And then I came home or came back and waited for you to come back after your.
Well, yeah, because truth be told, there wasn't room in the car.
Yes.
So like, it wasn't really exclusive of us. It was just a matter of like breaking the law kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, people are very kind here. Like, seems like it's very, very livable place. And very affordable if you are looking to buy something. I've been investing in Moncton personally for a while now. I've been doing it in a, like, not me buying properties directly, but helping those finance their purchases directly. So, and it's been very, very profitable for everybody. So that being said, I wanted to expand a bit more into Moncton and learn a bit more about like neighborhood people, that kind of stuff. All in all, I want you to, if you're listening to this and you're thinking about doing something in Moncton, I'm offering myself up here. You should be calling me and asking me about what I saw, what I didn't notice, the numbers, you know, the cash flow, all that kind of stuff. Because I got some information that I can't really, you know, release on air, but that would help understand a bit more about what the options exist are. So anyhow, Moncton's pretty neat. And I'll probably come back with my family. Because it's, you know, there's coasts here, there's beaches here. I think there's potential here for a nice investment portfolio. The average home, Voss, did you see what the house prices were? It's very clear we're in an airport right now, and we are filming this. Do you use the word taping anymore? Or is that a lost word?
I do.
All right. Well, you can hear the background noise, everybody, and that means we are in an airport. We are doing this, like, on the fly, off the cuff. Because the memories are fresh, and if I don't do this now, if I don't video journal this, those that know me know that this will be,
it will not go anywhere.
Yeah, this will be gone. This memory will not exist. What's really stood out for me is just, yes, the people are great, of course, but there's also some money going into infrastructure here. Like, they just finished building a $104 million stadium, if you will, that's going to house more conference centers and stuff like that. So that's encouraging. There's newer hotels. There's not many like McDonald's and that kind of stuff, but it's charming and people are coming here. You knew that Costco was last. Did you notice the Costco?
Yes, you did tell me that. Yeah. They have shoppers that I walk to.
For the record, yeah. Listeners, I don't really go to Costco. I'm an urban guy, so I don't have a lot of options to store all this stuff. But anyway, I do think this should be on people's radars, and I'm happy to share what I know with you. Hit me up, 416-572-4887. Anyways, we got a plane to catch, which is boarding like right now.
Thank God.
So we are going to tune out for a little while. But thank you for listening. And thank you, Vasa, for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Donnie.